You're listening to the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio in downtown Chicago on 720 WGN.
Live after 9, Bill and Wendy at 10. Andrea Darlis live from New Hampshire coming up with a big story again. She's at one of the polling places in New Hampshire, voting underway in the New Hampshire primary. At 9:11, let me get John DeCoste, musical director, back in here. And you have a special song for our guest other than the one we just heard?
Yeah, we have been talking about this for a long time, so we finally put together a little theme song for our very, very dear friend.
You're going to perform
David
this live?
No, this is studio.
This is recorded.
This is recorded.
The David Hochberg, this is the only time we've ever done this for David, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's the first time, yes.
Is this because he fixed you financially? Is this why you felt guilty and decided he needed to do this?
All of that is true.
Yeah. But not relevant at this point?
Yes.
Okay. Here's Hochberg's song.
We got bills, they're multiplying. And our credit scores are low. I can't believe we cannot refi. We just don't qualify. You better wise up, because we need a plan. Those folks at Pearl know what to do. You better call now. And get that Hochberg man. What he says we know is true.
Call him now, that's what to do.
You can ask him right now, 720. You can ask him right now, 720. You can ask him right now, 720 is what we need. Oh, yes, indeed.
Well done.
Simple, I know.
Well, that's simple. Come on.
You're amazing, Olivia Newton-John.
That is tremendous. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sounded...
nice heels.
That was great. Thank
that
you.
Was really well done.
Thank you very much.
By the way, there's a whole backstory to the recording session, yes, which I'm sure he may have shared
yes,
with you.
Yes, he did. And that's my wife's favorite movie, by the way, and favorite song in the movie. So,
well, that's great.
And it was amazing how you got that.
Will be your ringtone now as
yes,
soon as 10 o'clock?
Exactly.
Yeah. David Hochberg's here, and if you want to get a hold of Hochberg, what do you do?
Give me a call, 312-751-1333. Go to WGNDavid.com. And all my contact information there. Can I just get something off my chest real quick? I've been coming in for 2 years now. Yeah. 3 years. We've known each other.
I've been
long.
Back for 2.5. I've known you for 20.
Right. But in studio with you, and you've been doing this.
You know why we're still friends? Because I've never asked for help.
I understand that all your friends have asked for help.
All my friends have asked for help. You just took care of my sister, which is very nice of you.
Her loan, yes. And yeah. Just want to make sure.
My mom's listening.
Just want to make sure. Yeah, I got it. My wife's listening.
Okay.
I've been carrying something with me for 2 years.
You're an idiot.
I am, and I admit to that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you ask Obradovich, you got Desvlante, Skilling, about their puck in their pants.
Uh-huh.
And I've been.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Look away, Mary. Mary, look away.
Game puck. This is in my pants for 2 years.
You've been carrying it around?
I've been carrying it around for 2 years. You've never asked me, what do I have in my pants?
Let me tell you something right now. I don't want that. I'm not going to ask you that. You know what? Hand that to John. John will take care of it.
Right.
But thank you very much.
Fresh
for your
wave. I fresh wave it every
oh,
night.
Oh, not enough.
To keep
There's
it,
not
to
enough
keep
fresh wave. Yes.
Pass the puck.
It's a lot. It's a lot more comfortable now. Thank
I
you.
Bet it is.
I got had.
It had to be uncomfortable.
Me.
No wonder you're so cranky. You've been sitting on that for 2.5 years.
That's the problem.
Unbelievable. All right, let's talk about something really important to people.
Sure.
Even more important than the puck in your pants.
Yeah, I feel great. Thanks.
The FHA Modernization Act.
Yes.
What is it?
It's huge. I get a call, no joke, at least one call a week from WGN listeners wanting reverse mortgages that live in condos. And right now, FHA, in their own infinite genius wisdom, did something so ridiculously bad about 5-7 years ago. They did away with their FHA spot approval, condo approval. Now, all the condos have to be FHA approved because it's an FHA product in order to get a loan. Most of the condos have their heads up their wahoos and let their FHA approvals go, or they're bigots and they don't want to get FHA approval because they don't want those type of people living in their condos, okay, even though they're already living there. Bottom line is this. There is a bill going through Congress right now. It has already passed the House.
H.R. 3700.
We need to pick up the phone and call Senator Kirk and Senator
what, Durbin.
And Durbin, yeah, the other guy. We got to call Senator Durbin and Senator Kirk.
Senior Senator Durbin?
Senior Senator Durbin, who I met a couple years ago. Right, big fan of his. And tell both their staff that you support H.R. 3700, which is the Opportunity Through Modernization Act, which will change FHA rules that will allow condominiums to become FHA approved a lot more easier than they are right now.
Okay, can I just amend that one? Can I amend your plea?
You could do whatever you want.
H.R. 3700 is House Resolution 3700.
House Resolution.
Let's have you, instead of calling Durbin and Kirk.
It's already passed the House. It's now in the Senate.
It's through the House?
It's through the House.
Okay, all right.
The House. So that's why it's in the Senate now.
All right.
And we got to
I have no amendment then.
You have no well. You're Steve Cochran. You could do whatever you want.
No, I'm not amending. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't still in the House.
It's already gone through the House. It's passed through the House. Okay. We got to get it through the Senate. So we got to call Durbin. And we got to
call. Doesn't make any sense that you could take care of your house, but you couldn't take care of your condo. That's ridiculous.
It's so backwards. It's not even funny. It's not even worth trying to understand how ridiculously backwards it is. But it's killing the condo market and anybody that owns a condo, you should be 100% behind this, especially if your parents live in a condo.
If people are pushing against this, what would the reason be? In other words, if somebody in the Senate wants to block this, what would their argument
ignorance
be?
Ignorance and just pure stupidity because it doesn't hurt anybody.
Okay.
It helps the housing market.
And so. that should be the Senate's goal.
It should be the Senate's goal.
Everybody's H.R. 3700, Kirk and Durbin would both be very happy to get your emails and your texts.
Please fire
and your phone calls.
Exactly.
All right. Now, whenever we do your commercials, there's always a story to tell. Oh,
yeah.
There's a million stories in the city, aren't there?
Oh, every day.
All right.
Keeps my phone's ringing, so thank you.
So monetary manipulation.
Yes. I changed the M word because I don't want to get in trouble.
I understand.
Yes. Met with a couple last night. Okay. Husband has a 620 credit score, loaded with debt. Wife has got 750 credit score, sold their home a year ago. They've got $60,000 sitting in cash.
Wait, before I go any further, here's a question I get all the time. When I get married, do we have one credit score? The answer is no.
Absolutely
you will have
not.
Two.
You will have two credit scores.
Right.
You will
right.
have your credit scores and the male credit score, the husband's credit score, the wife's credit score,
right.
if you're
right.
same-sex
right.
marriage,
right.
whatever. Okay, so he had a 620, she had a 750. I met him at Barnes & Noble over in Oak Brook last night at the Starbucks, okay? Husband wanted to put 20% down. I said, that's great there, bud. You want to put 20% down, guess what? You've got $1,188 worth of debt between a credit card, a car loan, and a boat loan. You want to put 20% down, go right ahead. You're renting for another year because you don't qualify to buy a home.
Now, back this up. This is a $280,000 house?
$280,000 purchase.
$280,000
loan. No, $280,000 purchase.
All right, so 20% down is $56,000.
56 grand. He's got 60 in the bank. So he wanted to put down 60 grand.
Okay.
And they didn't qualify because of their car loan, the credit card debt, and the boat loan. So I said, listen, give me 40 grand of your money. Okay,
right.
Just give me $40,000. I'll eliminate $1,188 worth of debt. Your credit scores will shoot through the moon because you've eliminated $40,000 worth of credit card debt and installment loans. And I go, now you could get into a house with 3.5% down with an FHA loan. He didn't believe me. So I whipped out my computer. I showed him. I'm like, here are the numbers. Okay, you don't qualify doing it your way. Putting less down, paying off debt.
And paying off the expensive debt.
Reduces their monthly payment by $860 a month.
Because the more they carry that debt, the higher percentage rate they have.
Exactly. Right. And they transfer it into a mortgage that's over 30 years and it's better debt. They're saving $860 a month and enables them to buy a home.
Now, the $40,000 in debt that was costing them $1,188 a month, you're saying you eliminated that.
Gone. Right. They're going to take 40 G's out of the 60 grand in cash. Pay off the debt.
You're an evil genius.
I try.
So right there is 15 grand a year, they're saying.
800, no. Because,
it's $1,188 a month.
No, because they $1,188 a month, but their mortgage payment went up. So they were saving $860 a month by rolling it into their mortgage.
Okay.
So 860 times 10 is 10 grand, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost 11 G's. And, you know, the husband's looking at me like, you know, this can't be true. I'm like, you've heard me on the radio before. He's like, every day driving home. I'm like, what did you expect? Okay, I'm like.
Let me ask you a question. Because Superman hangs out in phone booths and he can't find phone booths anymore. Are you just in Starbucks?
I'm at Starbucks at the Barnes and Nobles in Oak Brook.
Starbucks with a cape waiting for people to come in doubting you?
I never saw a man this shade of yellow when I met him. I'm like, I thought we'd have to get the CPR panels out.
Right.
Because I thought you were going to pass out. I'm like.
But then you made him happy.
And then I made him happy. Started smiling. Okay, I'm like, you want me to pat you on the head and rub your tummy and tell you everything's going to be okay?
You brought up something there in the middle of a typical David Hochberg calm, even-keeled story. And that was how fast credit ratings jump. Because people think, well, if my credit gets restored, it's going to take forever.
No.
If you do what you suggest for people, if people listen to you, in other words,
right,
and they do what you ask them to do, how fast are we talking about changing credit scores?
96 hours. If he got me two payoff letters.
People walk around for years.
Yes. Yeah.
Going, oh, I'm so ashamed. I got 600. I got 550 credit, whatever. I can't do anything. You could change your world in 4 days.
4 days. He told me that somebody told me that I should keep $21,000 on my credit card that was costing him $588 a month. I'm like, well, who told you that? Some guy I hired. I'm like, well, he's an idiot. I'm like, stop hiring him. I'm like, I'm having a cup of coffee and a cookie with you at a Starbucks in Oak Brook. I'm like, take the 21 G's and pay it off and stop listening to this guy. What are you doing?
By the way, Jim Cramer just called and said you need to settle down.
Okay, thank you.
It's 9:21. We'll take a break, come back. More with Hochberg in a second on 720 WGN. Again, this is from John DeCause for Hochberg.
We got bills, they're multiplying, and our credit scores are low. I can't believe we cannot refi. We just don't qualify.
From the 708, is there anything John can't put a song to? That was awesome. From the 815, I love that song. Let's see. From the 920, David, if I married a tree, would I still have two credit scores?
It's a type of tree that they marry because 920 is Wisconsin and it is a communal state. So we do have to count the credit of the spouse, even though the spouse isn't on the loan.
Dutch Elm?
That's solid. Yeah, that's a great tree to marry.
All right, so general questions as we go into the second month of the new year in the midst of a presidential election and an election year.
Yeah.
What are you hearing a lot of?
I'm hearing a lot that people are scared to death of losing their jobs still. I'm hearing a lot. Well, it's not hearing. I talk to people every day that if you make 100 grand a year and you're 50 or above, you're in very, very thin ice. And you know, you're a couple of days away from not having a job because, you know, they're always looking to replace you with somebody cheaper and younger. And it scares the hell out of 50-year-olds and up.
Yeah, if you're making 100 grand and you're 50, you should be at a comfortable point in your life.
You would think.
Right.
But not now. I mean, it's thin ice and people are scared to death because they see companies paring back and eliminating divisions, eliminating jobs. And they're talking to the people that they graduated high school and college with that just got knocked off. And people are scared to death out there. And we've been talking about this for a while. Yeah, the unemployment number is under 5%. And you could, you know, monkey around with that number all you want. But when you mess around with the denominator, which means you don't count all the people that have fallen off the rolls that have stopped looking for jobs.
Looking for jobs, yeah.
Right? It you know, you can make your number look as good as you want. The problem is that these people are still carrying, the general listening public is still carrying $20,000 to $40,000 right. worth of debt. Now their home values have come back. I don't care if you think it's right or not right to pay off debt by using your equity. We just closed a lady's loan in Buffalo Grove, saved $2,000 a month paying off over $50,000 worth of debt. She's doing backflips, and she's got a bad back. Okay, so it's life-changing, so you got to get ahead of it and prepare for the next collapse and next downturn because you never know when it's going to be.
And student loans, the probably the greatest threat bubble.
It's
that
huge.
There is. You guys work with folks on that, too?
We advise people to call up their provider that has it, see if you could qualify for the income-based reduction program. Also, private student loans. We're recommending people go to SOFI.com, S-O-F-I.com. If you have good credit, good income, they will refinance your private loans. And sometimes maybe
didn't they have a Super Bowl commercial?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's called SOFI.
SOFI. It's private money. It's based out of San Francisco. Probably that's why they started advertising because it was, you know, the Super Bowl was
pronounced Sophie or
S-O-F-I. S-O-F-I.
It's probably SoFi.
SoFi. You could pronounce it any way you want.
You're in the finance business. Wouldn't it be SoFi?
Yes. Yes. For this show, it's SoFi.
What's the matter with you?
Well, a lot of things. And we don't have enough time right now to go over all the things. I've got my psychiatrist in the green room right now for my 9 o'clock.
So. Travels with you?
Yes.
That's
yes.
excellent. Well, there's a nice couch in there.
Yeah, it's great.
And for people who want to get a hold of David Hochberg, and please, all we ask, and I tell you this for two reasons. I ask you to listen to him because he knows what he's talking about. And I ask you also to listen to him because if you do, he'll stop yelling at me.
Yeah. I talk loud. It's not yelling.
So the way to get a hold of you again is how?
You could go to WGNDavid.com. That is the website. the webpage, whatever.
That what if I just want to call you?
You can. 312-751-1333. Could also call my cell phone, which you have, because
yeah,
if you want to call
I can give that out if you want.
Right, 773-456-6526. I was born on Christmas 1966. And I've got a Facebook page, David Hochberg Pearl Morked. I got 977 likes. I've been trying for like 6 months to get to 1,000.
I'll get the man to 1,000
So if
likes.
I could get another 23, that would really be great to get me out. Just
how loud are the voices in your head? Are they really loud?
It's multiple voices, okay. And it's like a cavern in there. It echoes all the time, and medication doesn't help.
One last question from the 630. I have a short sale that should be coming off my credit this month. How do I do that? Can I call you, David Hochberg?
Yeah, sure. Call me 312-751-1333. Email, you know, go to WGNDavid.com. You could send an email directly from there. David@pearldavid.com is my email address. Short sales, a lot of new rules came out affecting short sales of what you can do, can't do. A lot of people miss mortgage payments prior to the short sale, so that impacts what you can do. Mm-hmm. A lot of people after a short sale have gone into a tunnel, have gone into a cave and don't believe in credit because they got burned so bad, which is the worst thing you want to do when you're trying to rebuild
your
credit. And
again, there are a million ways to fix your credit rating, and there's almost always a way to start, but I think the thing you need to take away from, in a lot of cases, you can turn your world around in 4 days, 96 hours.
96 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. You should write something called 96 hours.
I should write a lot of things.
I should do it right now.
Right.
Okay. It's 9:30. David Hochberg.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to see you, dude.
Good seeing you.
Back after this on 720 WGN as we go back to New Hampshire, where Andrea Darlis is talking to voters.